91X News.
It's 22 and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. The search is still on for 20-year-old Matt Sims. The former Queen's University student was last seen Wednesday morning near his home. Prince Edward OPP says Sims is frightened of the police and are relying heavily on the public's help. Sims is described as 6'7", shaggy brown hair, and has a large mole on his right jaw. Anyone with tips or information on his whereabouts are asked to call the Prince Edward OPP as soon as possible. The candidates had to be on their toes to answer a flurry of questions on a variety of topics at an all-candidates meeting in Northumberland, Quinty West. People had their chance to grill the candidates last night in Trenton. Kira Mees of the NDP says everybody has a part to play in sustaining the environment.
Our focus is on conservation and really having people realize that we're, as consumers, we're the ones who need to change and that we need to change now.
Mees was joined by Liberal incumbent Lou Rinaldi, Rob Milligan of the PCs, the Green Party's Judy Smith Tory, and Richard Riguer, the lone independent. The session at St. Paul Secondary School was organized by the Quinty West Chamber of Commerce. The province-wide fall color report took off at the beginning of the month. David Bree of Presque Isle Park says its location along the shore of Lake Ontario makes it a perfect stopover point for birds flying south in the fall.
Particularly for us, shorebirds, which are the sandpipers and plovers, they nest in the Arctic and they fly all the way to South America. Real long-distance migrants, this is one of the best spots in Ontario to see them.
Presque Isle Park can be found 20 minutes west of Belleville. Analysis is a warning, a second recession would actually be worse than the last one in 2008. Danielle Park of Venable Park Investment Council says we could be looking at more job cuts, boarded up stores, and tighter household finances.
Canadians are more vulnerable going into this recession than they were going into the 2007-08 recession because we didn't have as much debt at that time.
The Canadian household debt-to-income ratio has since risen to a record of 150% as consumers take on more debt and see their incomes squeezed. After nearly two decades of fruitless negotiations, Palestinians have taken their bid for statehood to the United Nations. Applause erupted in the General Assembly as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas displayed the application for UN membership. He says negotiations will be meaningless as long as Israel continues building on lands the Palestinians claim. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later told the General Assembly his country is willing to make painful compromises, but it can't make peace alone. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
Tonight in junior hockey action, the Belleville Bulls opened their season in Ottawa against the 67s. The Wellington Dukes are home to Lindsay at 7:30, and the Trenton Golden Ox host the Peterborough Stars. Over the weekends, the Bulls are home to Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds tomorrow, and in their home opener, the Picton Pirates are in Campbellford tomorrow, while the Napanee Raiders will be in Port Hope to face the Panthers. On Sunday, the Dukes are facing the Fury in Whitby, and the Trenton Golden Ox will be home to the Pickering Panthers. Wayne Simmons hopes his skin color wasn't the reason for an ugly incident at an NHL preseason game in London, Ontario last night. The Flyers forward was taking part in a shootout when someone threw a banana from the stands at the African-Canadian player. Exhibition play continues tonight in Toronto, with Toronto hosting the Buffalo and Montreal visiting Ottawa. Tour championship leader after round one, Keegan Bradley, teed off at 2:15 in round two at Atlanta. Bradley got a bogey in the second hole and is now tied in first place at -5 with Jason Day. Day is shooting 2 under par after 5 holes. The Edmonton Eskimos will try to take sole possession of the CFL West Division tonight. The Eskimos host the Montreal Alouettes after earning a big win 38-23 last week in Hamilton. A victory will move Edmonton ahead of Calgary atop the West. The Owls, meanwhile, are looking to rebound after a 25-23 loss to Winnipeg. Montreal is second in the East at 6-5. That's sports. Here is Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
This afternoon, cloudy and a 70% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms later in the day, a high of 21. Tonight, cloudy and another risk of thunderstorms, a low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a 70% chance of showers with a high of 21, and on Sunday, we'll have some sun and a high of 22. Right now, it's 22 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.